This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you so very, very, very much there, Tom, and welcome everybody listening to BPNRadio.com. Across America and around the world, we are broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Good to have you listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and edited by Aliona. And we have Ruth Gentry and Allison Kieber here with us today. And broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. But we're not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given. But we are so delighted that you are on with us today at BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. And so, Allison Kieber, she's making sure that we're on the air.
We're sideways here.
We're sideways.
Live, so I'm trying to.
We're live
that
sideways.
Out.
we're gonna get things straightened out here.
You keep going. I'm gonna figure this out.
Okay. I'm gonna speak to you sideways. She's gonna get it all figured out. So it's so good to have you with us today here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live. I think I have already said that. Why don't you share this with? Like and share it with one of your friends, and we are broadcasting all across America and around the world today. We have a lot of prayers to pray, and I was up late last night and early this morning praying over names that I printed off. I think maybe we even have two copies. Of everyone's name. So we have a lot of prophetic words. And I do want to remind you, while I'm speaking here, I do want to remind you that all of the sessions, the prophetic sessions here on BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live over the past many weeks have been recorded. And let me see what I was going to say here. Have been recorded and have been archived. And all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And to the left of the page, you'll find prophetic sessions on BPN Radio. You'll find prophetic sessions on BPN Radio. You can go there and listen. And sometimes you may think that we have left you out when actually we have put you in, maybe just missed one of our sessions. But these are sessions that have been recorded on Prophetic Tuesday and on Prophetic Thursday with myself and Allison Kieber. So you might want to go there. And so it's breakoutradiochurch.com. And to the left of the page, you'll find Prophetic Sessions on BPN Radio, and you can go there, and the programs are archived. So it's going to be a great day today, and we have lots of names to pray over, lots of things to say. It's just going to be marvelous. So Ruth Gentry is the manager of BPNRadio.com, and she's going to come and lead us in prayer. And then we are just going to get started here. We're still working on our Facebook Live, but I understand we're coming through loud and clear on BPNRadio.com. So, Ruth, welcome everybody and pray, and we'll get started.
Well, I do want to welcome you to BPNRadio.com. And for everyone in that is listening, and just remind you to, as well as the Breakout Radio Church archives, we also have... If you're just now joining us, I want to remind you to go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and that has some really great resources for you. And I think also corporate prophetic words. And I just want to encourage you that if you feel like you have put your name in and we have missed your name. I know myself, I had received a prophecy, and I missed that day of listening. I went back, and I was so encouraged just listening to the different prophetic words for others. So it's going to, prophetic words is just so encouraging. So I encourage you to go back and listen and just get encouraged and be blessed. And so as we receive today, let's just, if everyone will join me, whether you're Facebook Live or if you're on bpnradio.com, if you'll just join me. So we just set ourselves in agreement that we just will hear from the Holy Spirit today. We will have our spiritual eyes open, our hearts open, our ears to listen, and to remember that this is just a word. We are just a vessel to giving what the Holy Spirit has given through us for you, but that it will spark something new in you. I just believe that today the words are going to spark something new in everyone that is listening, whether it's through bpnradio.com or if it's Facebook Live or if it's shared later on throughout the day, that it's just going to spark something new in you, and it's going to be a new day for you. And we just thank you in Jesus' name for everything that you are doing for us. And what a wonderful day we have. What a wonderful opportunity we have. So we just anoint this prophetic session to you, Holy Spirit, and thank you for that. And thank you for the gifting that you have given Allison and Pastor Dale. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. It's good to have my daughter-in-law with me today. She's here most every Tuesday, and my spiritual daughter, Allison Kiever. And it's going to be a wonderful day. Like and share, if you will, because one word from God can change your life forever. I've prophesied over thousands of people over the past 30-some-odd years, and I've just had so many testimonies of what God is doing in people's lives. I had a dad to send me left me a voicemail last night. I gave a prophetic word over his daughter last week. He said it's just amazing how that one word from God has turned her life around. So that's exciting. Next Tuesday, I'm going to have as my special guest on bpnradio.com. Excuse me, next Monday, not next Tuesday, next Monday, one of the most well-known Christian singers and songwriters in America. His name is Dennis Jernigan. And Dennis has recorded with some of the top artists in America and has written so many great songs. Years ago, I went to the church where Dennis served as the administrator of a Baptist church in Oklahoma City. I went to minister there. And one Sunday morning, the pastor and I were having prayer with the church administrator, which was Dennis Jernigan, and the music director who had been there for 16 years in that position. When suddenly I saw those two men switching places, and I said to the pastor, I believe these two men are to switch places. The music minister is to become the administrator, and the administrator is to become the music leader. And he looked at me and said, that's right. So the two of them exchanged places that very Sunday morning, and Dennis Jernigan went from being the administrator of the church to the worship leader. And in that place, he blossomed. He began to write songs. He began to lead singing for James Robinson Crusades, evangelist James Robinson. And then his music began to spread all across America into other nations of the world. That one word from God changed Dennis Jernigan's life, and I will have him on BPN Radio as a guest for the very first time. After all these years, that'll be next Monday. And, of course, don't forget that programming is heard throughout the day on bpnradio.com and on Facebook Live. This will be played throughout the day in case you missed a word or someone that I'm giving a word would like to re-listen. So when I give a prophetic word today, either myself or Allison Kiever, remember that it could be a now word, something God is doing in your life now. It could be a confirming word, something you've already heard before. It could be a new word, something you have never, ever even thought about. It could be a future word. It may take a year, 5 years, 10 years. Remember, when you receive a prophetic word, you cannot receive this word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. You've got to receive it with your spirit. Your spirit, your spirit must bear witness to the word that you are receiving. And when you receive it, you have to receive it by faith. You write it down. Jeremiah 30:2 says, you write it in a book. So you hear it, and then you see it. And if you can see it, you can have it. So you hear it, you see it, and then you begin to say it. You begin to declare what the Holy Spirit has spoken over you, whether you understand it or not. You may not understand it, but you know it's a word from the Lord. You receive it, and then you begin to speak it. God spoke the word, and the worlds came into existence. So you literally speak your worlds into existence. And then, of course, you must do something that corresponds with the word that you have received. You need to make an announcement. You need to go and whatever it is. So it's ears, eyes, mouth, and feet is the proper progression. Ears, eyes, mouth, and feet. So God is doing some amazing things. If we've ever done anything big for God, great for God, it's time now, because the windows of opportunity are open. And I just believe that the whole world is waiting for some of you. I never dreamed there would come a day that I could speak to people across America and around the world all at the same time. For so many years, Gene and I traveled to one church, one city, one nation at a time. But now here I am with the opportunity just to share with people all across America and around the world. So I'm going to share prophetic words today. Why don't you just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears to hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes. Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. And put your hand on your heart to say, Holy Spirit, open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me today. I am ready to receive whatever you have. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, here we go. Why should we hesitate? Why not get ready? So I love to get prophetic words. I absolutely love to share prophetic words. And as I share prophetic words for different individuals, remember that it also might be a word for you. You may say, well, I received that word also. I believe that's a word for me. So write it down. And while you are writing, while you have your pen or pencil and paper, you might start writing down what you are hearing the Holy Spirit say about you. Okay? So here we go. I have a word for Jason and Misty W. From West Monroe, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, call it a day. Concerning your present assignment, you have sown and sown for a long time. You have sown a lot with little in return. There is a new field coming your way that will allow you to sow into another faithful person's field that will bring great returns and great revenue. So Jason and Misty there in West Monroe, Louisiana, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Carol M. from Kilsyth, Scotland. I've ministered in Scotland on several occasions, but I've never heard of Kilsyth. But anyhow, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Carol, that just as it seems that everything is being turned upside down in your life, he is turning everything right side up, and including your assignment. He's bringing instrumental people into your life to rescue you from creditors and those who would seek to bring upheaval into your present circumstances, trying to dislodge you and take away those things and those people who are near and dear to your life. He's turning your boat around, speaking peace to the troubled waters in your life. So I bless you, Carol, in Jesus' name. And Jamie M. from Amarillo, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit prompting you to set your house in order, to let go of that person who has made an inordinate entrance into your life. It's time to make hard decisions that may appear to be difficult at first, but will eventually bring great relief and allow a new order of relationships to enter into your life. Remember, when Allison or I give you a prophetic word, it is just one word. It's not a chapter. It's not a book. It's not a bunch of volumes. It's one word. It may not be a word that you have anticipated, or maybe that you are wanting to hear concerning your present circumstances, considering a car, concerning a home you want to buy, concerning a job. It may or may not be that, but it is always a word, a significant word that fits into the span of your life, whether it's a now word or a future word. And I have a word for Leanne C. from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit say there's just a lot of choices out there. But God is not a God of confusion. The Bible said that the whole lot is cast into the lap, but the disposing thereof, this is from the book of Proverbs, the whole lot is cast into the lap, but the disposing thereof is from the Lord. And so even though there may be a lot of choices at your disposal, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say at this present time, you've got to know that this one thing is going to be brought about in your life that's going to bring great fulfillment and great passion and great blessings upon your life. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. Wanda S. from Richland Center, Wisconsin. Wanda, I bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And may you know that those things that he has committed to you are in safe keeping. So many times you feel like, hey, the things that God has deposited in my life, somehow I'm going to lose. Somehow I'm not going to be able to fulfill. And so there's this imminent danger that always seems to be lurking in your life with that fear, that deep concern that you're not going to be able to do those things that God has placed in your heart, or you're going to lose those things that he has placed in your disposal. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the Lord is going to keep those things very safe for you. So, Wanda, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Allison, come on in here. You've been working on the equipment. And
yes.
I think we've got things going. It's good to have you.
But you know what? It's not about what we look like. It's
okay.
About the words.
Okay.
And nobody's complaining,
nobody,
by the way.
Nobody.
Not a single complaint has come in. And so
okay.
I love that. In
They're
fact,
saying, thank you for being sideways.
Yes. Thank you for being different, right?
Okay.
And radical, right? We love radical here.
We do. What do you hear the Holy Ghost
good.
Saying
well,
today?
Well, I heard Holy Ghost when you were given a word for Leanne there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Leanne, I just have to tell you that as Papa was delivering that word for you, I saw a vision of a woman standing on the banks of a river, and she was casting out her line. She was casting out her line into the river, and there was a hope of, I hope I catch something. I hope I catch something. And I just heard Holy Spirit saying, no, I didn't give you just a pole. I gave you a net. And it's time to throw out the net, cast out the net, and take in all that I have for you, all that swims into that net, because it's not about just fishing for one. It's about fishing for many. You are a fisherwoman for many. And so he says, you don't put away the pole that you've been holding on to and just hoping that a cast would finally catch. And he said, start throwing out that net and see all that I have in store for you, all that I have in store for you. There's so much that he has for you, Leanne. And I had to give you that vision that was struck upon me as you were delivering her word. And then this word, I was trying to scroll through the Facebook because I couldn't quite get a name to it. That has just been stirring in my spirit this morning for someone. And so it might be for many. If there's a Janelle who's been looking for a word, I just really feel strong in my spirit that this is for a Janelle. And I just I hear God talking about Revelations 2:17, where He's given you a white stone. He's given you a white stone, and what He means by that is that you've been held down by a lot of your sins of the past, and a lot of that has weighed you down. A lot of that has you thinking of how can I possibly walk out and do God's work of who I am. And I heard God saying, but I gave you a white stone. And that, remember that white stone had so much representation into it, because that white stone was significant of God saying that I've forgiven you of your sins. Not only have I forgiven you of your sins, but I have found you not guilty. I have found you not guilty, and that you can keep that white stone in your pocket. You can keep that white stone in your pocket, and you can be reminded. You can be reminded of who God calls you to be. He doesn't call you by your sin. No, He calls you by your new name, which He calls you forgiven. And He says that white stone, remember, it has such significance of, and that's in Revelations 2:17, Revelation 2:17. You can find the full scripture there. So it's just a word that was stirring on my heart.
Okay.
For someone out there.
Well, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit, Allison, and I talked about this at Breakout Radio Church yesterday. Here, I hear the Holy Spirit calling women out of obscurity to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. There is a dearth in the land, and the dearth is a lack of preachers. Mm-hmm. And there are many men that have had, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying, there are many men that had the call to preach upon their lives, and they turned aside from that call. And they said, I'm too busy. I've got my business. I've got other things going. And they've turned aside, and they actually have dropped the mantle. Many men have dropped the mantle, but I see a multitude of women coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel, yeah, to declare the word, to raise their voice in a melodious rhythm to declare the word of the Lord to this generation. And the cry is not for more motivational speakers or teachers or other areas. There is a dearth. There is a vacuum, and the vacuum is preaching. So I see an army of women coming out, women that do not feel qualified. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying that He has pre-qualified you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Allison, you and Ian, when you went to buy a home, you got pre-qualified.
Yeah.
And this is what you were pre-qualified for.
Yes.
And so you didn't have to fill out any more paperwork. You were already pre-qualified. There are some of you women that you have allowed circumstances, past failures, sins, yes, divorce, whatever it may be, to disqualify you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who you are, because I'm looking at you right now. I may be looking at you sideways, but I'm looking at you right now. You know that I'm talking to you, and you don't feel qualified. You say, well, I haven't been to Bible school. I've not been to seminary. I've not been to Bible college. Maybe I don't have any type of education, or I have not been a Christian that long, or you don't know how many things I've gone through, how many times I failed God. And so the devil, he points his finger of accusation at you and says, no, you're not the one, you can't do it. But you know down deep inside that you are. Yes. I am the one. Yes. And on bpnradio.com, we are now providing opportunities for people to preach. Whether you've been preaching for 50 years or maybe you've never preached before, it may be on bpnradio.com that you'll preach your first sermon. And we, for a donation, we're offering people an opportunity to preach once a week. We're going to have preaching Sunday for 18 hours from 6 a.m. till midnight. It's just going to be continuous preaching. And so it's going to be on a first-come, first-served basis.
I think there's going to be women.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's going to be women who are going to be stepping up and stepping into that role, and her voice is going to be heard, because not only has God said something on her heart to share, there's an entire territory, entire mission field that needs to be taken for the kingdom that will only hear it through the women. And I was ministering this morning, and I shared a similar word with this person, and was sharing with her that, you know, when God calls us qualified, when God says that we're qualified to do something, and he's given that to us, that yet man will tell us that we're not qualified. There will be in there, I don't know about any of you, but I've been told in certain circumstances that I'm not qualified. But knowing what God has said to me, and I likened that to, and this I really felt like Holy Spirit pressed this on my heart, is that remember, you are who God says you are. You are not who the world says you are. You are not who some man has said that you are. You are who God has said that you are. And so I likened this for her. I said, you know, saying that, well, I'm not qualified because I haven't gone to Bible school, I haven't gone to seminary, or I'm a woman, or I said that is like saying I there's no way I can be successful if I don't go to college. Mm-hmm. Like we all know that, yes, college is great. College is intended for some people. College is really never bad for anybody. Kind of same thing. Seminary is not bad, right? But to say that if I don't do that, that I'm not qualified, when God has told me something different. Now, of course, I really feel this strong on my pressing on my heart too, that, you know, you've got to pray into that. You've got to pray into who is God calling you to be? Because again, he's not calling you into, you know, if he's not calling you into your prophetic gifting of trying to force that when he's calling you to, teach, perhaps, or he's calling you to preach. And so you've really got to pray into that. But again, really, really diving into God, who do you call me? What do you say that I'm qualified for? What do you tell me that I can and can't do? Because man and the world and Satan himself will try super hard to tell you I've known this specifically, where your gifts and your talents, your spiritual gifts lie, is where Satan will try to attack you the most, where he will try to convince you the most that you are not qualified. So for instance, I had a terrible fear of public speaking at one time. Like, I was more scared of public speaking than I was actually dying. It was such a fear for me. I was absolutely paralyzed. But I knew in my spirit that I had a voice and that I was supposed to use that voice to speak, that there was a gift that God had given to me. And so I had to work through that. I had to pray into that. I had to continue to punch fear in the face, and I had to start speaking belief to myself. You know, there's such power in speaking over and over and over and over again the promises that God has for us versus speaking Satan's words over and over again. And so, for instance, for a long time, I kept telling myself, I'm not a speaker. I'm not qualified to do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't have a voice. I'm terrified of that. I'm fearful of that. And so I spoke that for a lot of long time. And so I perpetuated that. And then one day, God says, stop. That's not who you are. That's not what I've called you to be. And I realized that Satan was attacking me so hard in the areas of where my gifts and talents lied, because he knew that once I experienced and really saw the fruit and walked out in that fruit that God had for me specifically, that he's like, uh-oh, things are not looking good for me. Things are not looking good for me. And I share that with you because who out there, I feel like there's a many of you out there who you're believing the wrong things. And the power of our words is so important. The power of your words is so important. You literally can speak your world into existence. And so it matters. If God's called you a preacher, then you have to start declaring that. Yeah. You have to start saying, I am a preacher, right? You know, and I encourage whatever God's, you know, whatever he's calling you, declare that. Share that with us in the comments right now on Facebook. Send that to us in email. Speak it out loud. Yeah. Declare it, right? And don't just stop there. You have to keep speaking it. Keep speaking it into existence, because there's a level of belief that comes along with that too. There's a level of faith in declaring it. And
And again, it's not something that you'll just have a mere interest in. It's not about, you know, God's vision is not just a mere interest. Those are our visions where we're I'm kind of interested in that. But God's visions are accompanied with a passion and a hunger and going, if I don't do this, if I don't finish this, if I don't walk this out, then it's not going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. Yeah. And I think of that. I think of that day standing there before Jesus. And I don't want to look him in the eyes on the greatest day of my life. The greatest day of my life, looking him in the eyes when I get to meet him and stand before him and then look down because I know all the things that he had for me and that he spoke to me. But I was too afraid. I was too afraid of what other people would think of. I believed more in the lies than I did in the truth. And I had this word the other day. He just randomly does this, you guys. He just places a word before me. And so many times I go, I don't know who that's for, God. And he's like, that's okay. That's okay. Just deliver it. That's the walk of obedience, I think, in the prophetic, right? Yeah, it's just walking in obedience and going, I know this isn't. Because there's sometimes where I'm like, I know that that's not God's word for me right now. God was just, he was just speaking to me about this the other day of how important it is, that we walk away from the fears that we have, that we walk away from those fears because so many of us are being controlled by our fears. And he gave me this example that he set in my spirit. He said it really clear. He said, Allison, how many people are living in poverty because that was what was in their life generationally before? That they came from poverty, so they're still living in poverty, and that their children will live in poverty because there's a generational curse, a generational mindset that hasn't been broken off. That there's so many people out there with so many gifts and talents, so much intellect that he's given them, but they are being held down in poverty by a spirit, by a poverty mindset. And I saw it so clear where people were rising up out of that, and generations were literally being changed of people who have so much intellect that literally like the next inventions are coming from someone who's currently today living in poverty, but who decides to say no more. That's not who God says that I am. He's given me an idea. He's given me the intellect. He's given me the formula to make this happen. And I have it in me. And therefore I'm breaking all further generational curses, all further soul ties of this poverty that has stricken too many generations before. And I see people literally like someone right now is like standing up, and I see you in your environment, literally in your environment where there's not much. And just hear me out too, is that, when God says like success, I don't see financial success that God's talking about. I see like his fullness of success, and I see the success of other lives are attached to your success. Like there's lots of lives that are attached to your success. So that's just obviously a prophecy in part, but a vision.
All right. Had, very so. Good. Very good. Well, we just bless those of you that are being stirred in your spirit. I remember when I was in radio, I went to church one morning, and I can remember how much I was stirred in my spirit when a woman from Liberia, West Africa, got up and began to share, and I was just being stirred in my spirit. And so I believe somebody may be trying to call us. We haven't even opened the lines, but somebody's trying to call. Maybe we could take a phone call, Ruth. You got the.
I don't know any of that. So,
if you want to give us a call, that's great, Allison, sharing all of that. To speak a word of release over those of you that are being stirred in your spirit, we do have a phone number that you can call, and I'll put my headphones on, and I'll take one or two phone calls if you want to call me at 979-596. I don't know if Ruth might be able to put that on the screen or not. I don't know. 979-596-0195. I'll put my headphones on so I can hear you. Okay. Who am I speaking to?
Janine from Cuero.
Janine from where?
Cuero.
Cuero, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Janine, how about you? I just hear the Holy Spirit saying, how about you launching out into the deep, going a little farther? I'm just going to give you a chapter, Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and the Bible said that Jesus had a word for Peter. And because Peter had been fishing all night, caught no fishes, and sometimes it seems like, hey, I'm not catching anything. I'm not really making very much progress. But the word that Jesus gave to Peter was launch out a little farther, not doing something different, but pursuing what you are doing now in a more passionate way. So you're in the right boat, you're fishing in the right waters, but you just must pursue what you're doing now in a more passionate way, not holding back, not having any fear of failure, but moving forward in those things that you're doing. So I bless you right now, Janine, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, if you want to give me a call, Ruth will see where you're calling, and I will answer the phone, 979-596-0195. And Aliona, if you would turn the music off there, that would be good. You have some worship music going, some Todd Morey music worship going. Yeah, if you turn that off, that'd be great.
Hi.
Okay, who do I have on the line? I'm not hearing you.
Jacqueline Todd.
Jacqueline, where are you from, Jacqueline?
I'm from Webster, Texas.
From where?
Webster, Texas.
Webster, Texas. I'm not sure where that's at, but Jacqueline, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying that sometimes you are sowing in the wrong places into the wrong people. And it's not bringing any productivity or any return into your life. So I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jacqueline, that you need to give an account to the Lord of who you're sowing into. Because sometimes there are leeches that appear in your life, people that are givers, that are takers, leakers. Leeches, takers, but they don't give anything in return. So you have so much seed to give, so much time to give, and the Holy Spirit is calling for you to give an account of your stewardship concerning your gifts, talents, and abilities and the resources that you have sowing into people's lives. He's going to help you because you have a lot to give. But you got to realize that your time and energies and finances and resources must go into those where you get a good return. So, Jacqueline, I bless you in Jesus' name, and I ask the Lord to bless you. Okay, who do I have on the line right now?
This is Carla Springs from Yukon, Oklahoma.
Carla from Yukon.
Yes, sir. This is my very first time to see you guys on Facebook. It's my very first time to even come across your program, and I love it. You keep up the great, great, great work. You are impacting many lives.
Well, Carla, thank you from Yukon, Oklahoma. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm glad that you found us. We've been on for quite a while. I used to live in Yukon, right off of County Line Road, if you know where that's at.
I sure do. I live right off of Morgan and Sarah Road.
Oh, I know where that's at. Okay. Well, David and Carla, I bless you right now. I pray for your finances, your health. I ask God to direct you and guide you by His Holy Spirit. And remember that productivity comes out of rest. What Satan wants to do, he always wants to keep us wrestling, always overly concerned about finances, our health, what might happen, what might be going on, how we're going to make it, where we get in such a wrestling mode. We're not wrestling with God. We're wrestling with our circumstances. And so, Carla, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that you and David are to move into that wonderful season of rest. And You know, the book of Hebrews, Paul talked about how we have to labor to get into that rest. So sometimes we have to, our conversations are inundated with what is going on, the difficulties, the challenges that we're having. But if you could set some of those things aside, begin to pray together, dream together, and rest together, take a drive, not talk about all the circumstances, because Satan loves for you to talk about your difficulties. Mm-hmm. Lay those things aside, rest in Him, mm-hmm. and come into the assurance that God is supplying all your need, both physically, emotionally, financially, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So I bless you, David, and I bless you, Carla, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And thank you for joining us today. Okay, who am I talking to?
Hey, Mr. Dale, this is Tiger Morgan from Frayne, Louisiana.
That's his Tiger.
Yes.
Okay, well, I just declare over you, Tiger, that you've been described well. Where are you from?
Rain, Louisiana.
Rain, Louisiana, the frog capital of the world. And I've ministered in Rain. I think I've ministered about everywhere in America and around the world. Well, so to speak. But anyhow, bless you right now. That gift of evangelism that is igniting inside of you, that great passion for the lost, the passion to declare the word of God and to call people out of darkness into this marvelous light. You have the eye of the tiger. You have that look in your eye. I've not seen you physically, but I see you spiritually. And you you look into the mirror, and you preach into that mirror, and you'll see that look, the look of the tiger's in your eye. And many are going to respond to the anointing, the boldness and the braveness that responds, that is inside of your life, and they're going to respond to that. You just have a brave heart. You are a brave man, and when other people are giving out, you are just getting started. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Okay, what is your name?
Yes, Tammy Rankin, Roswell, New Mexico.
Tammy, I bless you in the name of Jesus. I declare that you are recovering those things that have been lost in your life. Mm-hmm. Tammy from Roswell, New Mexico, the things that you have lost, you are not to dwell on anymore, because God is giving you a good return, and a sevenfold return, a hundredfold return, whatever it may be. And so you are reminded today that the things that have been lost are being returned to you, particularly time. Time that you felt like you should have been doing this, could have been doing that. But I declare over you, Tammy, there is a new day dawning in your life. And God's taking some things out, putting some things in. There's a fresh anointing upon your life. You know that it's there. It's been there for a long time. And I'm just here to tell you that God is making room for that anointing, Tammy. The hand of God is upon you. And He has given you a 100-mile radius from which to work in, a 100-mile radius. So you make a circle around Roswell, 100 miles, and that is territory that you are to operate, function in. I bless you right now in Jesus' name, Tammy. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, we might, we got one more? Okay, who am I talking to?
This is Mary.
Mary, where are you from, Mary?
I'm from Queen Creek, Arizona.
Queen Creek?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to have Allison to pray for you from Queen Creek, Arizona.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. I love it when I'm standing next to Him and the word that God's placing on my heart, and then it comes out of His mouth. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Thank you, God, for Mary. God, thank you for the calling that you have on her life. God, I hear that you have given her a sweetness. There's a sweetness and an authenticity that you've given to her. And Mary, I hear God saying that you're a woman who other women want to be around. They feel very comfortable when they come into your presence. And I hear God saying right now that open up your doors, invite them in, invite them in. You don't have to call it anything. Just invite them in, gather women. There's women who are around you who are praying to be part of a tribe, so to speak. They're praying to be part of something. And I hear God saying that's the calling that he's placed on you, the gatherer of these women. And that you are to speak into them. You are to preach a message to them. You are to help guide them. But most importantly, you are there. You're providing a space for them to just be. And that you have a gift of authenticity where you say, I don't know how to be any way else except authentic. And he's saying that there's some other things in your life right now that are troubling you. And there's these things that Satan would so love to have you focus on, and he says, but focus on this gathering, focus on the opening up. And I see so many women who are coming into your living room that you're very quickly going to outgrow this space, and these women are going to develop relationships with one another, and specifically these are other women who are praying for this right now. They've been praying for something like this to happen right now, and he's saying you don't have to call it anything. You don't have to formalize it. It's just simply a gathering of women knowing deep in your heart what you're building. And God's going to set that very specific message in your heart of what you're building. And I just want to bless you right now, Mary, in Jesus' name. I want to bless the ministry, the unique ministry that God has set you upon right now in Jesus' name. And I want to pray for you in those troubles that are very real. They're very real. And so God's saying, I'm not telling you to ignore them, but I'm telling you to look at them through a different lens. Look at them through the lens of perspective, the lens of opportunity, the lens of the glass is half full. And look at those. And he says, thank you, Jesus, that you will actually start addressing those troubles in ways that you had never thought to address them before, because of the different lens that you're now looking through that at those troubles. And so I thank you, Jesus, for that word. And I bless you, Mary. I bless you in Jesus' name. And can I go back? Because I got a picture for someone that you had on the line.
Sure.
Jacqueline, when you were on the line, I had this beautiful picture in my head that God was giving me. And it was, I think I've shared this before, but sometimes we get a word and sometimes we just get a beautiful picture. And it's so brilliant and vibrant that I feel like if I could actually paint it, that you would say, wow, that's a masterpiece. But this picture that I had was of a woman who was out in the middle of an orchard, and there was several, ripened fruit, like just tons of fruit that was ripe and just ready for the picking. It was absolutely ready for the picking. But this woman, instead of reaching up to the vine and picking the fresh, perfectly ripened fruit, this woman was on the floor of the orchard, and she was picking up the fruit that had fallen to the floor. And I've got those little goosebumps that are starting to come over my body. But Jacqueline, that's a picture that I saw that God gave me, and I just he's saying that this is you, that you're he's got this fruit, this ripe fruit that is right there, ready for you to pick, but you're so used to going onto the ground and scavenging the fruit that maybe there's a little left in this fruit, maybe there's a little left, and so you put it in the basket and he says and you're missing all of the fruit that I have for you, God says. Because you're focused on the wrong fruit, which is the rotten fruit, the fruit that has gone rotten. So I just had to share that.
That's a good word. Good word. Great word. So we bless you, Mary, and we bless you, Jacqueline. I have a word for Sarah Kay from Norway, all the way, way up there, where I'm sure by this time it is very, very cold. Norway is one of the places I never ministered. I was invited, but I never got to go to. But I bless you, Sarah. I declare that God is at work, and there's so many things that are trying to distract you. And you're planning so far ahead that you're missing the opportunities that are at hand. Mm-hmm. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're planning so far ahead thinking about other places you might go, other things you might do, that you are missing the things that are at your hand, at your disposal right now. So, Sarah from Norway, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Mike S. from Columbus, Ohio, I have a word for you. I bless you, Mike. I declare that God is at work in your life. And remember that that you have taken up your cross and you have followed him. But you are struggling in a time when you should not be struggling. Because I hear the Holy Spirit saying, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So you've got to walk in that that anointing, that assurance that God is working with you, and it's less of you and more of him. And your dependence on the Holy Spirit needs to grow and enlarge, and let God show himself really strong in you, that you do not have to be in some type of performance mode, some type of performance modus operandi, but you can just allow the Holy Spirit just to do a lot of the work that you are doing. So his yoke is easy, his burden is light. That's probably a good word for several people. So Mike there in Columbus, Ohio, I bless you, Mike. And Sarah C. from Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time to pack up and move on. And it's time to pack up and move on. So that's all I have to say about that. Lena G. from Sydney, Australia, way down under. Lena, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it to make plans to come on over. A major startup company needs your expertise, is willing to pay your moving expenses. Sit down and prepare your resume. Ruth, let's give a shout out to some people that may be.
We got lots of names coming in.
Maybe, yeah.
Pray over.
Give us a name and a town or a city and a state, so we'll be able to identify you. Okay, Ruth, you got somebody?
Are you going to pray over the ones?
I can pray over some, but why don't we give a shout out to some people? Can we do that? You want to call some people's names and just say thank you? Thank you for being a part today.
Especially on our Sideways broadcast.
Yes, if you're just now joining us on bpnradio.com, thank you for listening. It's Prophetic Tuesday, and there's already been so many amazing words that have been given, and I know it's been a blessing. And if you are watching on Facebook Live, we just wanted to keep it exciting, so we just thought, you know, hey, let's just go with something to see what we can do to keep it exciting. I do want to give out a shout-out real quick. To Candy. Thank you, Candy, for your words of how much this ministry means to you and blessing our ministry family. Thank you so much. And what a praise report. I just want to praise our Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father. Thank you for healing Hannah. What an awesome testimony. Thank you for the words that are coming in and those that are listening. It's just encouraging. So we have such a faithful God. So I just want to give a shout out and a praise report. And thank you, Jesus, for Hannah. We've all been praying for Hannah. So it's a great word. And Jerry, I agree with you. These words that are coming in are amazing. What a great Prophetic Tuesday. I've noticing the words that are coming in through Facebook Live. It's really fun to watch. But I know that if you're listening, you guys have got to have grabbed punch fear in the face. When Allison said, I'm just going to punch fear in the face, how many of those that spoke to us? I would say everyone, because the devil is going to give you doubt and unbelief and fear, and that is not of our Heavenly Father. So that is a word that I think we can all grab today. And another one that Allison mentioned for Mary, well, of course, Holy Spirit mentioned for Mary, look at things through a different lens. So if you're just now joining us, I just want to encourage you, look at things from a different lens. That's a powerful word, and we can just get stuck in a place so easily. So I just say that we won't do that. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. Again, if you're just now joining us on Facebook Live, who was that young lady? Carla. Was it Carla and David from UConn?
Mm-hmm.
Their first time. Welcome, Carla and David. You won't want to miss. We've got so many exciting things going on. Tuesday is Prophetic Tuesday. Thursday's Prophetic Thursday. And then Friday is a powerful hour, or actually an hour and 55 minutes with Rhonda Kinzer. And so I'm noticing some prayers coming in. And we are praying for you, and then the Holy Spirit gives us a word for you. But on Friday, I don't want you to miss this opportunity because we have a team that is praying for you. And so our prayer line is 918-865-4305. So if you're listening and you've got a prayer request, we have an amazing team that takes every one of those prayer requests, places them on our corporate prayer list, on our individual prayer list, and they are prayed for. And then Rhonda prays for them live on Fridays. So that prayer line number is 918-865-4305. And so Carla and David, I want to give a shout out to you again. Welcome for your first time listening, but we are going to be praying for you and add your prayer request to that prayer list for Friday. Barry Smith and Don Brown, we're going to be praying for you. Michelle Miller, I just give a shout out to you. We're going to be praying with you. Regina, I pray your boldness is back. I give a shout out to you, but we're going to be continuing to pray for you, Regina. Nanette, we are praying for healing throughout your body. And all of the ones that are coming in, we just pray for those. And I want to give that prayer line one more time if you're listening, because it is prayer is powerful. So call 918-865-4305. Now, that is our prayer line. That is not the open line for today for prophecy, but that is our prayer line, 918-865-4305. And here's Pastor Dale.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry, manager of BPNradio.com. Wonderful things are happening around here. We are so excited, and we're delighted. You know, I don't say much about Breakout Radio Church, and we started this about 18 months ago, this church for people that don't have a church or a pastor. For one reason or another, there's a lot of people that don't have a church or a pastor. And so Breakout Radio Church is really growing, and I'm going to have... I've got some more prophetic words to share. In fact, I've got lots of prophetic words to share. I'm going to have to get with it, but I'm wanting Allison, who's a member of Breakout Radio Church, to share a little bit about the church services that we have every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's heard on bpnradio.com, and also it's on Facebook Live. If you have a church and a pastor, that's great. You continue to be faithful to your local church. I believe in the local church. I've been ministering in local churches now for 50 years. But if you don't have a church or a pastor for some one reason or another, whatever it may be, Alice is going to share a little bit about that with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, again, I think it's I was ministering to someone this morning, and this was just really pressed upon my heart is that, you know, we go through different seasons, right? We're constantly going through new seasons. Thank you, Jesus, for new seasons, right? But walking into a new season isn't always easy. It's not always simple, right? And it's not always clearly written out. And so it's why our prayer time and our time that we spend with Holy Spirit is so important, because that's really, it's where we find our answers is when we go to him and he helps us and he guides us. He's the great comforter. He's the great helper. And he wants to do that. And so, you know, but some of us are in a season where, we're looking for more. We're looking for growth. And there's maybe something stirring in us. And so, I know, you know, for me, I've come into a season where I can fully appreciate that, I have someone like Pastor Dale who, can not only minister to me, but, he can, you know, pastor to me, can preach a good word. Definitely, we know that. But that I know that I'm getting fed in the way that I need to get fed. Is that? And I hope that's speaking to somebody out there, because that's really strong upon my heart. That some of us are just out there and we're opting not to go into the four walls of a church for whatever reason. Maybe we've been hurt. Maybe we don't understand. Maybe we don't know where to go. There's just all these different things that, and I was ministering to someone today and I said, wouldn't Satan just love to keep you right there? Wouldn't he just love to keep you right there where you're not going into church and you're not getting fed? And so, you know, maybe you're in transition. maybe you're in that growth area where you say, I love my church, I love the community, I love the people, but I also want to be fed a little bit more. I want to branch out. And so wherever that is, that's what I see this ministry doing. Is there's obviously it's feeding a lot of hungry people, but I see there's some people they feel like they're kind of in the gap right now, and the gap is a really scary place because the gap can become a valley where Satan will want to just try to tear us down into. And so, you know, if that's you, if that's, you know, and again, maybe there's only one of you that's speaking to, but I just really felt that on my heart today that maybe that's you, and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to church on a regular basis. You know, new statistics tell us that 20% of Christians are regularly attending church. So that's a really small number, right? And there's a whole bunch of reasons. I feel like there's a lot of us that say, it's not that I don't love God. It's not that there's the other factors. And so we've got a church here for you that from the comfort of your home, you can gather your children. Y'all, when I'm not here serving on Sundays, my children and I will gather up in bed together and we'll watch church on Facebook Live. And you know, for my children, they're at different stages. They're at different places. My son, he's 7 and he has a gifting upon him. We know he's hungry. Y'all, he will just sit there and he will just stay fixated and watch and listen to every single word that gets preached here. And I love that. And I'm feeding him. And our girls, you know, they take it a little bit differently, but still it's something that, and I just share that with you because it's something that we can do so sweetly as a family together, cozied up in bed real early in the morning, and we can have church together, and then we have a message that we can then talk about and share together. So we just invite you. And we have, also we're expanding. Can I share this about Preaching Sunday? Okay, I'm so excited that I can share this. So as Dale has alluded to earlier, we're expanding Sundays so that all day Sunday will be Preaching Sunday. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm fired up for this because what if I can't tune in at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. to hear Dale? Can I still get fed? And that's what we want to be. We want to be a ministry that feeds people, the hungry, right? The hungry for God's word. And so having that opportunity for, like he said, people have been either preaching 50 years or you've never preached at all, there's going to be an opportunity for you to start preaching. And so we really want people to start praying about that because, of course, there's limited spots. And so we have to be very careful about, you know, that. But there's opportunity. There's opportunity not for you to preach, of course, but there's also opportunity for that all day Sunday. You will be able to tune in and it will be all day preaching. All day preaching, different messages, different voices, but all one word, one kingdom, right? And so I'm so excited about that. Now, for those of you who love to give, I also want to, can I extend this opportunity? Okay, I want to extend the opportunity to those of you who love to give. You know, for us, obviously, this is a ministry, right? This is a ministry, and we work on your faithful giving and operate over the airwaves internationally by your faithful giving. So if that's something that's pushed upon your heart that you want to sow into our ministry, we sure would love to have you do that. And you can do that two different ways. You can go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Is that correct? BreakoutRadioChurch.com. I always do it the old school way. I give my checks. So, but you can go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com and you can click on the donate button and you can use your credit card or PayPal and donate that way. Or if you want to old school, give like my husband and I do, we write a check out to Breakout Ministries. And you can make that out to Breakout Ministries. Send it to P.O. Box 91985, and that's Austin, Texas, 78709. And again, that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709, Breakout Ministries. And I have to tell you, we sure do love all of our faithful and devoted givers. So thank you very much. I'm going to turn it back to Pastor Dale.
Okay, thank you, Allison. Remember that Allison Keeber, she hosts Prophetic Thursday every week on bpnradio.com and most every week on Facebook Live when she's not out of town speaking on other occasions. So thank you so very, very much, and thank you for sowing and giving. And if you are, if you'd like to have more information about Preaching Sunday, you can just leave, how do they get more information? Write us at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Write us at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. We'll send you more information. Ruth, you have a word on that?
Well, I was just going to pop on real quick and say, as Allison just said, and then as Pastor Dale was just saying, if you have a prayer request or a testimony, we'd love to get your testimonies. And so if you would go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and shoot us a prayer request that way. I gave the prayer line a minute ago. Testimonies are great. And then, again, I want to remind you, letspraymerica.com. That has all our information on it. And I just know that this man, I told this story a few weeks ago whenever I used to talk to the kids about their papa, you know, I just say, you know, if you look up prayer in the Webster's Dictionary, Dale Gentry's face is going to be the picture of prayer. And so just remember that. Let's Pray America. This man has been calling America to pray forever. Not that he's old, but forever. And so because he has such a heart and a passion for that. So just remember that. Let's Pray America. I think you can Google Dale Gentry. It'll pop up letspraymerica.com. That's going to have our P.O. box on it. It's going to have the donate button. It's going to have free resources for you. We are revamping our website, but it is a good website that has all the information for you. That way it'll be easy. Letspraymerica.com.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my two daughters, they're fantastic. And I feel safe when these ladies surround me here. So anointed, so blessed. And I am so blessed to have them in my lives. And for those of you listening on BPN Radio, I want to give a station break. A little bit late of a station break, but I'll let you know you're listening to BPNradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time, around the clock and around the globe we go. So, hallelujah. I have a word for Tessa S. from Oar City, Texas. I see you coming into the sunlight, the sunshine. I see you working outside, contributing to a major cause that is going to give you a new lease on life. And Sandra T. from Columbia, Missouri, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're only a hop, skip, and jump away from making the radical entrance into a dimension that is going to release the radical you. Your voice will resound like a trumpet in many different geographical locations, and that trumpet call will be a call to action, a call to those who want to be radical for the King Jesus. And I have a word for Tracy from Richmond, Virginia. I see that others are trying to minimize who you are and what he's called you to be. It's time to be strong and of a good courage. Draw from the source that is deep inside of you. It's no time to feel awkward about who you are or your present situation in life. A turning point is coming just around the corner. Hey, John D. from Winslow Township, New Jersey. I see you standing on two platforms. One, you are sharing the gospel on one of your platforms. On the other platform, you're giving political speeches. You're going to have a major influence in the church and in the political realm. So go for it, John. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jordan T.H. from Oklahoma City, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you don't have to try to figure it out in your mind. There is a path that he is leading you on, and he is calling for a new level of trust that things are not as complicated as they may seem. You have a lot going for you, and you must not allow Satan or disappointments to turn you aside. There's no time. This is no time to be reflecting back on past mistakes that have been made. It's time to shake the dust off your feet and move to a new beginning in your life. It's time to dream again. Let's get up and go get going. That word is for you, Jordan, from Oklahoma City. And Danielle G. from Bowie, Maryland, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there are some things in your life that need to be resolved before you move on. Your gifts and talents have made room for you in times past, but now there's some deep-rooted situations He wants to bring to your attention in order for you to move forward. So, yes, you can do that. So I bless you, Danielle, and God is bringing some resolution so that you can move forward. I bless you in Jesus' name. We have three or four people that maybe we can pray for, Allison, mm-hmm. that have been that are watching, and we'll give attention to some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. so we've got Blondina who is watching, and I was over here praying over some of your names that have come in. Just so you know, we write down all of your names that come in, and we pray over those names. So if you don't get a word today, know that these stay with us. We continue to pray over these, and so if it's not today, then it's coming, right? It's coming, and it's in God's time and what God wants to do. But I got a word while I was sitting over there for Blondina P and M-O. Is that Missouri? Is that Missouri, M-O?
Yes.
Yes. Not my gifting. Blondina, I heard God saying a very specific word for you. He says, I've given you one of the greatest gifts. I've given you the freedom of choice. I've given you free will. And there's been a door that has been set in front of you. And He says, I want to be very clear. I didn't set a wall in front of you. I could set a wall in front of you, but I did not set a wall in front of you. I set a door in front of you because I have given you the gift of free will. And Blondina, you keep opening and closing this door. And mind you, He put a door in front of you because He wants you to close the door and move on. Close the door and move on. But He says, but you keep opening it up, and that's your free will. That's your free will. He says you keep opening it up, and every time you open it up, the hurt comes back. The pain, the confusion comes back. And He says if you just close the door, lock the door, and walk away, He's got new fruit for you. New fruit for you. A whole new, it's like it's a whole new house. Right? Like, figuratively, by the way, I don't feel Him saying a literal new house, a figurative new house for you, that you're closing that door and you're locking the door and then you're walking away. He says no more continuing to open it up, open and closing it. But he was very specific and said, but I gave you that free will because that's the gift that I have given you. My daughter, is that gift of free will. You have the free will. You have the freedom of choice. And it lies in your hands. No one else is opening that door. No one else is opening it. No one else has access to open that door. Only you. He says, so it's time to close it, lock it up, and walk away. Lock it up and walk it away. And I just want to bless you and bless that word for you, Blondina. In MO, in Missouri. and I just want to pray for Caitlin H. In Great Falls, Montana. Caitlin, I want to thank you for being here with us today. God says that you have a gentle spirit. You have a gentle spirit. You're someone who you tend to find yourself where you're not the first person to enter. You're someone that you stand back and you wait and you assess everything. He says you're an assessor, and he said, and that's a gift that He's given you. You have great discernment to look at a room. You kind of stand back and you look at a room full of people, and you can have great discernment of who you're supposed to talk to, and who you're supposed to help. And he says, don't question that discernment. That's a gift that He's given you. Like so many of us with gifts that God has given us, it may not seem like a gift because it's so natural to you. It's so easy for you. But yes, it's a gift, the gift of discernment that He's given to you. Yes, you're not the loud, boisterous first one in the room, and And those people have different gifts. You have a gift of standing back, assessing, and having real discernment of who needs you in that certain point of time. And I'm literally seeing a room full of people. And it's not that the room full of people makes you anxious. I'm not hearing that it makes you anxious like maybe an introvert would be. And so he says, don't worry about those labels that you keep trying to put on of introvert and extrovert and outgoing and not outgoing and all these different labels. He said, forget the labels and walk out in the gifts that I've given you, the way that I have uniquely designed you. It's not a fault. It's a strength. It's a strength that you have, a strength of discernment. And like I said, I see a big room of people. And again, there's not a fear of these people. It's just you have this gentleness and this quietness. And thank you, Jesus. I hear him call you a quiet giant. A quiet giant, because you're actually very big spiritually. You're very big, but you play it. He said, "Yeah, thank you, Jesus. You play a different role." And I hope that this is really speaking to you, because I really feel like God is trying to speak to you right now about where Satan has been attacking your gifts and your strengths, having you believe that something was wrong with you, that you were at fault, that these were weaknesses. And that's what God's saying, like, take all of that off. Those are all lies. They're not weaknesses. God didn't fill you with weaknesses. He filled you with strengths. Focus on your strengths. Remove the labels and just focus on who God made you to be. Caitlin H. in Great Falls, Montana. I hope that word speaks to you and blesses you. Did you want to come back in? Okay. All right. And let's see. Debbie B. in KY, Kentucky. I know y'all are like, she very bright, spiritually gifted in other ways,
very
guys.
Don't worry
right,
about
yeah,
the
right, yeah. Debbie B, I just want to pray a blessing over you right now. I want to pray a blessing over you right now. Debbie, I have to share with you that God's giving me a vision of a bank. And you're walking into that bank and you're going to receive good news. There's going to be good news that you're going to receive. And it's very, very specific. Thank you, Jesus. Very specifically that you're walking into this bank, just an ordinary day, but you're walking into this bank and you receive great news. You're going to receive great news. And I that's a prophecy in part, because it's the only thing that I'm getting, but very specific. I see the vision of a woman walking into an actual bank. This is crazy. I can smell the smell of a bank. If you guys can get with me on that, the smell of the money and the air conditioning. And I don't know if any of you are picking up what I'm putting down here, but I can actually smell that right now, Debbie, where that's coming for you. And that's just prophecy in part. And I bless you, Debbie, and I bless the gifts and the surprises that God has for you, that has for you in store coming down the road in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And amen. I bless y'all. And I guess there's a lot of people that have put their names in. We could just bless some people right now. Debbie, did you give a word to Debbie?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shelby, that's the one you gave. Shelbyville, Kentucky. And Mark in North Carolina, we bless you. And Robert in Chicago, we bless you. And Kate in San Pedro Laguna, Philippines.
Ooh.
Oh, we bless you in Jesus' name. Jackie in Seattle, Washington, and Marlene in Joplin, Missouri, we bless you. And Rebecca in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Crystal in Tolleson, Arizona, and Regina, we bless you. In Springtown, Texas, and Nicole from Cirrus, California, we bless you. Jimmy and Susie in El Paso, Texas. This is amazing, ladies. Yvette from Maryland, we bless you. And Tamara from Dinuba, California, we bless you. And Tammy from Dell City, Oklahoma, Matthew and Jessica from Highlands, Texas, and Misty from Monroe, Louisiana, and Tracy from Royston, Georgia, and Dana from Kilgore, Texas, and Verna from Illinois, and oh my goodness, that's a lot of people that are watching today. Yeah. And whether we've called your name or not, we bless you in Jesus' name. Allison and Ruth and I, you know, we made a commitment. We're not going to let any of these words fall to the ground. And these names fall to the, she would say, names fall to the floor. I'm going to quickly give a few more, and then we're just going to all gather around and pray. I have a word for Kathy from Tucson, Arizona. I see you with an unusual gift of writing. I see your writings being published by a company in Nashville, Tennessee, providing an opportunity for a divine connection to the music world. You're a woman of great influence. When you walk into a room, you have instant favor to make your presentation heard. God has given you some major plans that will be set in motion in His timing. Don't allow others to make your presentation for you. You have the plan, you have the favor, and you have the voice. So I bless you, Kathy from Tucson, Arizona, and Tammy and Kirk from Royal Palm Beach, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He is invading your space, removing your security blanket, shaking up your lifestyle, taking some things out and putting some new things in, causing you both to move to a new level of trust in Him and not just your own ability. Staying calm and allowing this season of shaking to be completed in your lives. Change is going to bring major results in your lives and to your future. Kimberly, I have a word for you from Vince Grove, Kentucky. You're a woman of great stature. Here the Holy Spirit saying you're a woman of great influence. And He is preparing a stage for you, a platform for you to express yourself and the plans and the developing things that God is doing in your life will bring major results. And also, you're making room for a lot of other people to do what is in their heart. So, Kimberly, from Vince Grove, Kentucky, I bless you. And Les Johnson, Les J, from Talladega, Alabama. I guess where they have the big race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Talladega, Alabama. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to shake it off. Shake off those things that have tried to attach itself to you that is hindering you. You know, Paul said, who hath hindered you that you did not run the race well? So there are some hindrances, and your hindrances has some names, and you shake those hindrances off and don't allow them to obstruct what God has for you so that you can run this race successfully and blissfully and blessfully. So I bless you, Les, from Talladega, Alabama. And Jessica L. from Collinsville, Oklahoma, hear the Holy Spirit saying that you keep your head and keep your eyes on the goals you desire to accomplish. Don't allow other voices to distract you into thinking that you're operating too small. Just know that you're walking down the proper path and time is on your side. Jessica, time is on your side. So I bless you in Jesus' name. You will not hurry yourself. Get yourself out of rhythm. There is a rhythm that you are functioning in. You stay in that rhythm, and God will bless you and bring those things that He has promised to pass. And John K. from Albany, Georgia, I see you as a man of adventure. You have energy to burn. Give yourself to your passion. Follow your heart. Your great faith, passion, and giftings are making room for you. And Mary Ann V. from Lantana, Florida, hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's no longer time to do all of that work and other people get the money and the credit. It's time to work for yourself. It's time to work for yourself. Others are waiting to invest into that diligence, hard work, and dependability that you have expressed for some time. Don't allow the things that are at your disposal to rot. Like Allison was saying, don't allow the fruit to rot on the vine. Pick the fruit and go for it. Tanja M. from Surrey, British Columbia, Canada. I see a major promotion coming your way, an advancement that will seem quite surreal to begin with, but with great pleasure and fulfillment to your life, accompanied by the opportunity to do some traveling. that has been in your heart for a long time. I trust that you have your passport. I want to say, if any of you have traveling on your mind, in your heart, get your passport. You never know. I remember years ago when I was working with a pastor in Texas, and the pastor called this man and his wife in and said, I would like for you to go and manage a television station in another country. Do you have your passport? We need someone right away. And they said, no, we don't have our passport. There was not enough time to get a passport. So get your passport. Have it ready. Have your passport ready. Oh, my. Well, we just about run out of time. There's all kinds of names. I'm overwhelmed at people that are watching, and don't be discouraged, because we have names that I still have, and I will try to have a word for John and Riverview Ford. I'll give later, and Bridget from Houston, and oh my goodness. So you ladies come around. Let's pray for some people. Let's bless some people. And you say, well, I didn't get, my name wasn't called today. Well, it's okay, because I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and working in your life. And I don't know whether we ever got the camera fixed or not. We've still been sideways. I'm thankful that you've stayed with us. And why don't you ladies just bless some people right now before we go? All right, Ruth, you can bless some people.
Okay, I'm going to grab some more names.
All right.
I'm going to bless Denise. I bless you, Denise. And I want to bless Michael from Columbus, Ohio, and Jennifer from California. I want to bless you, Jennifer. Julie from Corpus Christi, Texas. I want to bless you.
Wow.
Angelina, I want to bless you. Candy from Louisiana, bless you. Teresa from Baytown, bless
yes.
you. Crystal Lynn from Oklahoma City, I bless you. Addison
yes.
from Louisiana, I bless you. Kathy
yes.
from Tucson, I bless you.
Wow.
Another Denise from Alabama, I bless you. Bernie from Brooklyn, I bless you. We just
yes.
bless everyone today that is watching through Facebook
yes,
Live and listening from bpnradio.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part mm-hmm. of this ministry. And thank you for allowing us through the Holy Spirit to speak into your life.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's just reach our hands out, ladies, and move right in. We just bless them. We can all bless them at one time. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless these people that have been joining us on Facebook Live today and listening on bpnradio.com as well as TuneIn Radio. And, wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you. We ask God to bless you. We ask God to cause His face to shine upon you. Those of you that have anointings, giftings, we just speak that word of release over you now. That word of release. We speak a release on your giftings and anointings and talents and abilities. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless somebody, Allison.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just
Hallelujah.
Hear there's someone out there who God's saying that stop looking at other people and how they
yes.
do it. You're gonna do it differently.
Yes.
You're gonna blaze a new trail. There's gonna be a new trail, and so you're gonna look at all those people and think, how can I do it like them? And it's not adding up. It's not adding up, because he said you can't do it like them. You can't do
That's
it
right.
like them. It's gonna be different for
yeah.
you. It's a different
yeah.
assignment. For you. It's not going to look like someone else. So stop trying to compare it to someone else. And I just bless whoever that word was for right there at the end, because I just, again, there's so much. He has so much for
yes.
you. He
yes.
has so much for you.
Yes.
Receive it. Just receive it.
Yes.
And
That's right.
believe it that,
That's
yes,
right.
little old you, God has so
Hallelujah.
Much more. He did not forget you. He did not leave you out
yes.
of the favor
That's
line.
That's right.
He did. He has so much
yes.
for you. And
for
we
you.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank
yes.
you that right now that you are rising up.
Yes.
New leaders, God, that you are rising up, new preachers,
yes.
God, that you are rising up, people who have had gifts inside of them that have been laying dormant for so
yes.
long, God, that you are raising up those gifts, God, and I thank you for all of the work that you are
yes.
doing in our lives, God, that you haven't left us, not for one single second,
That's
God,
right.
that you have not left us, that you are always with us, God,
yes.
and that no matter how far away we feel, God, no matter how far away we feel, you say, I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't gone anywhere. Just come back. Just come back.
You see, no matter how far away we feel from God, what we have to realize is that He never went anywhere.
Yeah.
He's always been in the same place.
That's right.
It's just up to us. He gave us that great gift, that great gift of free will. He could have made us robots. He could have. He could have, but He gave us a greater gift.
That's right.
A greater gift to choose to love Him, choice to come back to Him, sit in His presence, and be with Him. He gave us His Son so that we could be with Him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God.
Yes.
We love you, Jesus.
Yes, we do.
And we
thank
just...
Thank you, Lord.
We speak right now, God, that we will continue to be better for you, God. We will continue to be better, God, because every single day that we are here and we are under construction, God, we are under your construction of all of the potential that you have inside of us, God.
Yes.
Full of potential.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for the potential.
Thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
You, God.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We love you, and we bless all of you out there.
Yes,
in
we
Jesus'
do.
Name we pray.
Well, yes,
Jesus
we do.
Name.
And if you don't know the Lord, if you've maybe you're listening or watching today, you've never accepted Jesus into your life, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. Would you say this prayer after me? We call it a prayer of salvation. Would you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, the news is next with Delvin Kidger. If you're listening to BPNRadio.com or tune in, and then 11:55, Roy Beard will be on, as well as 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock, all day, throughout the day, around the clock, around the globe. Tell your friends about Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday, and about BPNRadio.com. You have a blessed day. Remember,
bless
it's
you.
TBC, to be continued.
Yeah.
God bless you. And Aliona's going to play the outro here. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
bless them, Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. Bless the Lord. Place. He is good.
come to these islands to undo heavy burdens, set the oppressed free, give bread to the hungry. I've come to these islands to loose chains of injustice, reach the rejected, cover the naked. Yes, the light will break forth like the morning.
Sun's gonna shine through, shine on.
Just a sinner purchased by your scars. And I I know that I'm not perfect, but Jesus, you are, you are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. And you are the first name I whisper in the morning. And you are on my lips when I say good night. You are, Jesus, you are. Whoa, whoa. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are. You are, you are. Jesus, you are.